You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, Tuesday afternoon. It is toasty, 86 degrees. I just had a deer run right by my window. I mean, like a big old, well, it didn't have any, you know, what do you call those things on the top of their head? A crown? Didn't have a crown or, you know, a hard hat or anything. I'm a city guy. I don't know. I didn't have any of those. So I guess it was it a girl deer? Was it like Bambi-esque? But it was big, and it just came trotting right by my window like it was like the official weather window was a drive-through or something. And then it took off. And I don't know. I'm going to have to ask golfers. If you encounter a deer on the 18th, which a foursome just did, can you take a mulligan? Honestly, I mean, I don't know. I'm a city guy, and I don't play golf. So why am I here in the midst of all of this outdoor nature stuff on the 18th? Because I can be, and I like it. But you'll have to tell me. It's got to be some sort of a hazard, right? And can you yell four? Because I don't think the deer know how to count. So I don't know. But and of course, I was too slow with my camera. I picked up my phone and snapped a picture, and it was a picture of me looking out the window, and so you wouldn't have any idea. And by the time I got over to the window, it's just like a speck. So I don't know. I don't think I'll even put it up on Facebook. I was thinking about it. I was like, hey, this would be really cool. And then there you go. All right, here's the laugh of the day. And, well, before we do the laugh of the day, let me remind you, the James River Air text line is always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 4:20 this afternoon, a little more than an hour from now, I'm going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets for the Artemis Pyle Band. They will be playing at the Beacon Theater this Friday. Artemis Pyle, the last original member of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Wow. Wow. That's going to be a great show. And, Germ, do me a favor. Just double check here, because I know we're supposed to give out five pairs of tickets. I shan't be here on Friday. So I'm thinking we got to give out two pairs of tickets either today or tomorrow or Thursday. But, run that up the flagpole and see if anybody salutes on that. Here's the laugh of the day. I'm looking at the images of that useful idiot, that Greta Thunberg. Thunberg, whatever it is. Who cares? She's a dipspit. So she had the whole video. I think we played it the other day, didn't we, Jerm? I know I sent it to you. I don't know if I remember if we played it or not. But anyway. She was, you have it? Oh, do me a favor then, Jerm. Just pull that up. So this is Greta Thunberg the other day. She's on the selfie yacht, as the Israelis described it. This aid ship, right? They were bringing aid to the poor people in Gaza. And what did they have on board? I guess some t-shirts and some Greta Thunberg songbooks or some such crap. But anyway, go ahead. Let me hear that.
My name is Greta Thunberg, and I am from Sweden. If you see this video, we have been intercepted and kidnapped in international waters by the Israeli occupational forces or forces that support Israel. I urge all my friends, family, and comrades to put pressure on the Swedish government to release me and the others as soon as possible.
How'd that work out for you, sweetheart? Because I don't know how to break it to you. Number one, you weren't kidnapped. Kidnapping is what happened to the innocent Israelis who were taken by your friends in Hamas. Now, I had an idea when I saw, and what did she say, Greta Thunberg? God, I've been mispronouncing her name all these years. Here's a suggestion, sweetie. If you will just go away, then I promise you I won't even try to pronounce your name again, and therefore I will not screw it up, okay, Greta? Greta? Gretel? Hansel? Thunberger, whatever you are. So we're going to be kidnapped. No, Kidnapping is what has happened with those folks who are still in custody. Well, custody is the wrong word because that implies something legal. Still being held prisoner. Now, even prisoner describes it. Still being held hostage. Ah, there's the magic word. Hostage. Those people are hostages, little girl. They don't have the right to put on some stupid-looking T-shirt and wrap their head in a rag like you have to play a part. No, they are truly being held against their will. They were taken against their will. They are, assuming they are still alive, the living, breathing embodiments of what it means to be kidnapped. You are cosplaying. I mean, really, that's what it, if you would just pick out some other cartoon character and get dressed like that, you would have as much value as you do now, except now you do have the useful idiot component. And because you are a useful idiot, you're simply too freaking stupid to understand how you're being used and abused. But, you know, far be it for me to say anything. So anyway, she says, well, we're going to be kidnapped, kidnapped. Well, here's what actually happened. The IDF showed up to what they describe as the selfie yacht, because the selfie yacht upon which these assorted brain surgeons were traveling, it was quite comfortable, actually, and it had little, if any, aid. They were able to calculate that it was less than half a truck load of aid. Israel is sending quite literally hundreds of trucks in with aid, but again, I digress. So what happens? The IDF shows up on the selfie yacht. They say to little Gretel Thunenberger, hey, want a sandwich? And they gave her a sandwich. Now, I don't know what was on it, but I know it was kosher, and I know it was on challah, which is delicious. And it was wrapped in cellophane, which, if you know, Gretel Thumpenberger there says she doesn't use that because it's not earth friendly. But boy, she didn't have any problem unwrapping and eating the damn sandwich, did she? Nope. Given to her by one of those folks in the IDF. Now, they could be Jewish, but they also might not be Jewish. See, the IDF doesn't discriminate. In the IDF, you would find Jews and Christians, Muslims and Druze. You'd find some atheists. Yeah, they're all serving. Crazy, huh? And they gave her water to drink, which she did drink. Then they took her and her motley crew over to a room to watch a video which shows what really happened on October the 7th, 2023. But these delicate little flowers said they couldn't watch it. Of course they couldn't watch it. Not because it was horrifying, but because it would run counter to their pre-crafted narrative. Then they said, you're not kidnapped. The last thing we want is to have you here. Believe us when we tell you we're not keeping you. So they deported her. But there's no direct flight from Israel to Sweden. So they had to send her to France. And Israel paid for the airline ticket. But you know what Israel did? Israel found the one seat on the plane that didn't recline. I love it. Now you got to remember, it's a long flight. All right, this is not like a commuter hop from here to New York. This is the real deal flight. So to be stuck in what's essentially a jump seat that doesn't recline, oh, the pain. And you know what else? Little Gertrude Thunderpants there also never flies on airplanes because of their carbon footprint. So she actually made a really big carbon footprint. Serves her right. And for those who were defending, you know, there are still people defending her. I don't understand why people are picking on this little girl. That little girl is 22 years old. All right. She stopped being the ignorant teenager, the ignorant child. Now she's the willfully ignorant adult. She's 22 years of age. So, sorry, you know, you kind of reap what you sow, right? And there you go. 540, Germ, you should take a look at this. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, my Odyssey app will not play WRVA. I have tried a bunch of times. All right, well, yeah. All right, I have passed that along. I have passed that along. Germ, I've passed it on to you. Please pass it on to someone else who I am sure will ignore it promptly. But maybe there is something going on, so maybe you can, like, hit something or kick something, and we'll get on it. I promise you. All right, so a lot of stuff coming up. Joe Moreno's going to be here, smartest lawyer on God's green earth. Let's figure out what's going on with Mr. Maryland Man. Let's find out what's going on with Gavin Newsom suing President Trump. My buddy Tony Pham's going to be here. Tony, as you know, has served in a wide variety of roles. He was the director of ICE, has been the deputy secretary over at DHS, and he's just a great guy, and he's been a friend for, I don't know, 12, 13 years, something like that. So Tony's going to be with us. I want to get his insight on this. And no, the L.A. situation, it is still bad, and it's going to remain bad for the foreseeable future. 315, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It's that annoying little girl from Sweden. Pippi Longstock. No. Heidi of the Hill. No.
My name is Greta Thunberg, and
All right. Whatever. Ginger.
My name is Greta Thunberg, and I...
Gimbal Thundercat? What was that? Tomcat? Well, whatever. You
my
know
name
who she
is. Greta Thunberg, and
yeah, it's enough already. Whoever you are. God, you're annoying. And I should know, because I'm annoying. And if I can tell somebody else is annoying, I'm telling you. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Dan in Chesterfield says, hey, Jeff, that Bambi that you're talking about was actually a guy. Bambi was a guy? Didn't he identify as a do-re-mi or whatever? I don't know. I mean, I love venison. Nice venison sausage, venison chili. Is that true, though? Was Bambi a dude? I don't know. I always thought he was a girl, or she was a girl. Or I mean, it's a deer. Someone else. Jeff, on a male deer, those are called antlers, not a hard hat. Okay, fine, whatever. Jeff, about little Gretel, what does the climate cults have to do with anti-Semitism? Well, because you get a cool hat. That's what it is. You get a shirt and a hat, and you get to hate on people. So, you know, you just get to, attack people. That's all. That's it. Yeah. And Bambi. Now, Jerm, I think you're right. I think Bambi is that adult entertainer. No, you know what I'm talking about, right? Wasn't there like an Officer Bambi who would jump out of retirement cakes and stuff? I think that's what that was. Well, anyway, whatever it was, we'll try and figure that. Coming up in a couple of moments, Joe Moreno is going to be here. Now, Joe, as you know, former federal prosecutor and knows a thing or two about the law. He really is the smartest lawyer on God's green earth. And he will join us at 3:35 and talk a little bit about a couple of cases. Case number one, Mr. Maryland, you know, the Maryland man of the year, Mr. Obrego Garcia, who was returned apparently accidentally to his home nation of El Salvador. And well, now he's back and all the Democrats wanted him back. So with that, he's back, but he's not back for a holiday. He is back, and he is facing all sorts of big-time federal charges. So we're going to talk about that, and I want to talk about the lawsuit. Apparently, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, has now filed some sort of a federal lawsuit against President Trump for bringing in the National Guard, and now there are a number of U.S. Marines who have come north from San Diego up into L.A., to deal with the violence and the riots. There's only so much you can allow to happen, right? And I think President Trump learned his lesson the first time out. President Trump is very different in this term. I think he's better, but I think he's different. I think he said, you know, I spent 4 years in the swamp. I really thought it was going to be a little bit different. But, man, these people are not on your side. Everybody, it seems, has got an angle. So many of them are trying to stab you in the back on a regular basis. I'm not playing games anymore. We have a country to save. And he's doing it. It's exactly what's happening. It's so disheartening to see what the Democrats in California are willing to do in order to advance their bizarre political agenda. And you do know why they're fighting for all of the illegals, right? Because the illegals, just like citizens, are counted in the congressional census. So they are poised to lose anywhere between 4 and 5 seats if the illegals have to go away. Yeah, it's going to be even more. So that's the real reason. 326, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. We're holding steady right around 86, 87 degrees. Maybe, just maybe, we've got some rain rolling through a little bit later this afternoon. I'll keep you updated on all of that, of course. Tony Pham going to be with us later today. Tony has, he's just accomplished so much. I love Tony. I really do, and we've been dear friends for a long time. I wanted to get his sense of what the heck is going on out in California. We're taking a look at the situation out there. Tony, of course, was the director of ICE for President Trump and knows a thing or two about what is or is not going on out there. And Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, has said he's filing a suit. I guess he's already they filed the paperwork in some court somewhere. Because President Trump has nationalized or federalized the National Guard out there. As you know, Joe Moreno is the smartest lawyer on God's green earth, former federal prosecutor, somebody who, well, if I were ever in trouble, I'll just tell you right now, and I needed an attorney, it would be Joe. And I'm happy to say that he is joining us this afternoon with some insight on the Newsom matter, this Abrego Garcia matter. Counselor, good afternoon.
Jeff, great to talk to you as always. Although I got to say, these are some pretty disturbing matters.
Yes,
really hard not to get upset, you know, with all this going on.
You are absolutely correct. Where would you like to start? I want to leave it with you because I have these two big ones with Abrego Garcia and the Newsom matter. But you tell me, you're the expert. Which one you want to tackle first?
You know, the Newsom matter is really on my mind heavy,
okay.
And I think that there's two ways that the matters like this are dealt with among our elected leaders. And I think one is when they talk about the legality of things. And then I think that is a lot of people who, when they don't like something, they like to use the law as a prop to criticize it. So for example, Donald Trump obviously has exercised his presidential authority to activate the California National Guard. He has also sent Marines from 29 Palms, right? So we have activated state troops and we have federal troops. And we have pretty much every Democrat elected official under the sun saying this is illegal, this is unconstitutional, using words like dictatorship. Gavin Newsom is going to court to stop it. And the theme is that this is outside President Trump's powers. That is completely false. He is absolutely within his powers to do exactly what he's doing. And for these people, these are not just, you know, street lawyers. These are elected officials who know better. And for them to go on TV and scream and yell about the illegality of this is so wrong. So I think we can debate all day about whether you think it's wise, whether you think it's an appropriate use of force, whether you think it's the best resources to use, the best way to use our military. I happen to think it is, but that's fair if you don't. But don't use the law. Don't say it's illegal. That brings you down a whole other road. And frankly, they're just wrong. And they know they're wrong, but they keep saying it anyway.
Wow. Now parse the two, though. We look at the California National Guard, and I think many of us, not all of it, many of us know, yes, the president has the ability to activate them with this federal directive. But there have been people saying, well, now, wait a minute. These active duty Marines coming up from 29 Palms. Now, that's an entirely different matter. Joe, is that an entirely different matter?
It's different in that there's different ways they can be used and activated.
Okay.
It's all legal. Okay. With respect to the National Guard, that's what this the law that Gavin Newsom wants to fight about. Basically, the law says that the president can activate the National Guard of a state or a territory. And it says orders for these purposes shall be issued through the governor of the state. Okay? It doesn't say with the consent of the governor. It doesn't say that the president requests that from the governor. It says it's ordered through the governor. Now, I think any court in the land would say it's exactly what it sounds like. And remember, it's a federal law. Why would you have a federal law if the governor can just shrug it off? It wouldn't make any sense. So that's what Newsom is hanging his hat on. He's going to lose. I mean, he might find some leftist judge to give it a, an injunction, a short-term win.
Right.
There's no way that carries water, though, in any higher court or the Supreme Court. Now, then you look at the Marines that, President Trump is using. Mm-hmm. Those are completely federal troops. They're not National Guard. There's nothing to do with the governor other than the fact that they're physically in California, but that doesn't mean anything. These are Article II federal troops that the president can do whatever he wants with. Now, there's limitations in terms of what they do on the ground, so he can send them wherever he wants. They can only do certain things. They can protect federal property. They can provide logistical, medical, surveillance support to local law enforcement. They can provide detention facilities, short-term detention facilities.
Oh.
So that's all legit, right?
Okay.
But as far as like a lawsuit there, no. No court in the land would touch the president's Article II powers. So different ways to use different troops, but at the end of the day, again, I go back to the fact that I think people that are yelling and screaming, this is illegal, are saying that really irresponsibly.
Joe Moreno is joining us. Joe is a former federal prosecutor. He's been an attorney for an awfully long time. Brilliant guy. Admitted to practice not only here in the United States, but over in England and in Wales. And tell me, Joe, about the support. Now, you talk about what the Marines can do. Are there things that they cannot do now that they've been deployed?
So we hear a lot about the Posse Comitatus Act,
yes.
Right? And it's for all the talk it gets, it's literally a couple of sentences long, but it's very meaningful. It's very powerful.
Okay.
It basically says that the federal military cannot be used as law enforcement. What does that mean? It's basically they cannot exercise any kind of powers that implicate the Fourth Amendment. They can't arrest people. They can't conduct searches and seizures. They wouldn't be able to go to court to testify against somebody, that sort of thing.
Okay.
So that's what's not allowed, right? If the National Guard is used by a governor, that's an exception. It is okay. If the president invokes the Insurrection Act, that's okay. But for the time being, those things haven't happened. So when those troops go on the ground, whether they are the presidentially activated California National Guard or the presidentially deployed Marines, they can basically do the same thing. Crowd control, protecting of the ICE building and other federal property, protection of ICE officers and federal officers, medical logistics,
right.
Support,
okay.
Drones, all that sort of back support, as long as they're not actively engaging in law enforcement.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, it sounds to me like the president, not shockingly, is on very, very solid ground. And unfortunately, as you point out, not surprisingly, there are folks like Gavin Newsom who seem to be engaged in sort of this kabuki theater. You know, it's just a performance art. Where is Newsom filing his case and how will that be handled? Is that an expedited sort of a hearing?
I mean, I've heard for days that he's going to do this. I haven't seen any kind of filings or confirmation that he's done it. Maybe he has in the last few hours.
Okay.
But he'd run to federal district court right there in California. He would most likely try to target a hand-selected judge as best he could.
Yep.
Many of them out there are, let's just say, leftward-leaning and would probably be sympathetic to something that the governor asked for. So
yes.
He may have a pretty good shot. And if he gets an injunction, he gets a short-term relief, he'll yell, he'll jump up and down and call it a victory.
Yeah.
You'd be treading into dangerous territory, though. Courts really don't like to interfere with Article II powers, particularly when it comes to the military.
Right.
So if that were to happen, if he got even temporary relief, it would be a big deal. And then, of course, the question is, would President Trump say, well, all right, I got to stand down now? Mm. Or would he say, first and foremost, my responsibility as president is to protect the lives of American people. And I'm putting that first. And if there's danger on the ground in Los Angeles, I'm using my presidential authority as commander-in-chief to protect people.
Gotcha.
It's going to be a tough decision. And I hate the fact that he's even put in that position. But really, at some point, he doesn't have much choice.
Interesting stuff. Joe Moreno joining us, smartest lawyer on God's green earth. All right, counselor, state of Maryland. We saw Senator Chris Van Hollen, a whole bunch of folks went down to visit Mr. Abrego Garcia, who we're told was just this close to being Father of the Year last year. And they wanted him returned from El Salvador. And, well, he's back, but it's not quite the welcome he was expecting, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, If he was a different guy, I'd almost feel sorry for him because he was completely used as a political prop, right? I mean, here's a guy that was going to be the model child for why Donald Trump was overusing his authority and deporting people improperly, and he was the poster child for the left. And then it turns out that, okay, you really want him back here? You don't want to leave him in his home country of El Salvador to kind of fend for himself? Sure, we'll bring him back.
Yep.
And now he's facing federal charges. So I wonder if now, you know, he regrets perhaps the friends he chose in those Democrat Congress people, because now he's going to be charged with human trafficking. He's obviously, he's presumed innocent, so I don't want to say he's guilty until he's proven guilty, if and when he's proven guilty. But if he is, he's looking at some serious time in jail, and then he'll get deported anyway. So I think that they were a little too cute with this case, and I really think that they should kind of pick their battles a heck of a lot better. Because at the end of the day, again, you know, you can only use, like, passion and emotion so much.
That's right.
If you don't like the laws, go try to change the laws. Right? You could, if the left wants to allow unfiltered, you know, unstopped illegal immigration over the southern border, go to Congress and propose that. Own it.
Yeah.
But this sort of, like, you know, kind of wishy-washy, passive-aggressive, you know, tactic of sort of playing on guilt and sympathy and totalitarianism allegations. It's really just so improper, so inappropriate, and yet it doesn't seem to be abating anytime soon.
No, I think if we get purely political, Joe, and you some, I know that's not necessarily your bailiwick, but to get purely political, I think it is that the leftists simply don't have anything solid. You know, it is all histrionics at this point. They just don't seem to have any sense of terra firma now, and so they're just throwing anything, and I think they look thoroughly immature and unprepared. But that's my sense. I want to know, because you do a lot of international appearances, and I'll be noodling through, and I'll see on CBC or BBC or some other place. What are the folks outside the United States saying to you? Do they understand what's going on, or are they just so consumed with hate for Donald Trump that it doesn't matter?
They don't understand the federal system or the republic all that well.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of questioning about what's going on at the White House presidential level versus at the state level. So there's a lot of explaining about that. And so when you get an issue like the one here with the National Guard, that requires a lot of explaining, because that's sort of a unique system compared to what goes on in Europe. There's definitely a lot of anti-Trump hate. And what's really, though, what's really a strange phenomena, and I see it all the time, is they seem so into the idea that America should absorb as many immigrants as can possibly get here, legal or illegal. Right. But then when you ask them what they do in their home country, they say, oh, no, we don't allow that. And you kind of say, well, wait a minute, like, why are we so different? We have the same restrictions. We have taxes. We have expenses. Yeah. We can't afford. It's not about sympathy. It's about, like, having a system where we check who's coming in the country. We have a process. They go through a system. And then we make sure that we're vetted people before we make them citizens. I mean, it's like if I went to England with my family – and we decided to stay, well, guess what? At some point, I get arrested and thrown out.
That's right.
Why should it be any different here? They don't. That disconnect is, it always baffles me, and yet it happens all the time when I go on air with them.
It is. I don't know if you've done any LBC at all. LBC has become the default radio in our house in the evening, especially. Heidi just loves it. She's always doing that. And it to me, it's fascinating because they have one guy over there who actually used to be not a half bad radio personality in America. It made a lot of money, then kind of sort of retired again. But they are so committed and they do not understand anything about our system. But what comes through, I mean, it is. There are moments that you just think if this speaker were more of a mouth, you'd be spitting on me. I mean, they just hate Trump and anything that is making America great again, if you will. They just think that's the silliest, most ridiculous thing ever. They just don't seem to like him at all. And it colors every piece of observation, even with their so-called news divisions.
You know, every once in a while, I'll get a glimmer of hope from the Democrat side. John Fetterman, Senator from Pennsylvania, once in a while will say something sensible.
Yep.
Gretchen Whitmer, a few weeks ago, was appearing on stage with President Trump. She was in the White House.
Yeah.
And every once in a while I say, okay, maybe there's a glimpse of hope here, but they are so shouted down by the rest of their party. I mean, they are like pariahs if they even get out of line one bit.
Yep.
So anytime they say something, they're kind of quickly hushed back into silence. And so, and you get the Hakeem Jeffries, the Nancy Pelosi's, the AOC's, I mean, the Kamala Harris's, who are just completely 100% anti-Trump all the time. And you're right, they have no positive agenda. I mean, and I really think, look, I'm not an advisor to the Dems, but
right.
I would say, if I were, I'd say, guys, you need a positive agenda. It can't be all anti-Trump all the time. It's not good for us. It's not good for you.
That's right. Yeah, you would think somebody would pull them aside quietly and say, listen, maybe you need to listen to Fetterman. Maybe you need to listen to Richie Torres out of New York every once in a while, the guy from the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you going to do? Hey, Joel, I want people to pay attention to you, however. Where are we going to do that? How are we going to do that?
Yeah, a lot of BBC lately. I posted on my YouTube channel. I posted on LinkedIn. A lot of writing for The Spectator. So by all means, you know, I welcome the feedback. I love to hear it, good or bad.
Okay.
And I love just trying to give a more conservative voice to a media that it desperately needs it. Outside your show, of course, Jeff.
Ah, you are very fun, very, very kind. I appreciate it. Joe, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. That is Joe Moreno. Joe is a former federal prosecutor, one of the smartest human beings that I know. When I talk about him being the smartest.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Smartest lawyer on God's green earth. I'm telling you, that's just fact. A devoted family man and continues to serve in the United States Army Reserve. He's, I think he's a full-blown colonel now. I'm not sure. I may have given him a field promotion. If I did, we'll get it back. Make sure you're checking him out. And apparently YouTube channel as well. I'll get the links for that. I'll get them up. I promise you. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Thanks again to Joe Moreno. I just love chatting with Joe. I'm telling you right now, one of the best people you will ever interact with. So, Joe's analysis, pretty straightforward. Governor Gavin Newsom has exactly zero chance of getting any sort of legal action, except at the very beginning. Right. If he's I'm sure that Newsom is doing this. I'm sure that Newsom is picking out exactly which judge he'd like to bring this to with the hope that that judge hates Trump almost as much as Newsom hates Trump. And maybe there'll be some sort of a minimal response. But long term, for all of the leftists who are claiming this is illegal and unconstitutional, that's crap being uttered by people who don't understand the law and apparently don't understand the Constitution. Pretty straightforward. Hey, coming up at 4:20, chance to win some tickets. The Artemis Pyle Band's coming to the Beacon Theater in Hopewell on Friday. The last remaining surviving member of Lynyrd Skynyrd. It's true. 357, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.